The Yuruk Justice Commission in Victoria has heard First Nations children are being strip searched by police. Advocates believe these actions are based on racism, and they're calling for an independent police oversight to minimize this issue. The Justice Commission also heard First Nations children face excessive force and over-policing from the police. The Yuruk Justice Commission will deliver their final report on this issue by June 2024. The Wire Samuel Clark asked Principal Solicitor at the Cornell Legal Practice, Tessa Teo Harris, why the strip searches in First Nations children are happening.
This was a practice that we came upon some time ago. We found in the course of representing young Indigenous children, in the course of speaking to them, they were telling us that the police were forcing them to remove their clothing when they were being arrested. And as we became aware of it, we made a point of starting to ask all the children that we were representing, and that's when we realised it was a problem. We confronted the police about the issue, and police denied that it was occurring. So we took the step of then issuing subpoenas to get the footage from the police cell so that we could see whether there was evidence that this had been taking place, and we found that it had been.
What are the ramifications for strip searches on Indigenous children?
Well, obviously it causes a great deal of trauma for those children. So when we watched the footage, we saw children as young as 12 with cognitive impairments being held in police cells with much larger adult police officers forcing them to remove all of their clothing. So the psychological trauma and distress that causes, the harm that causes upon those children can't be overstated, I don't think.
I understand that the Konai Legal Service has said that police treatment of Aboriginal children is rooted in racism. Could you please elaborate upon that?
Yes, well, part of the issue that we found in terms of the strip searches was, when we looked into it, that it was only happening to Indigenous children. It wasn't a practice that the police were using against non-Indigenous children. But more generally speaking, we find that the way Victoria Police make their decisions in terms of Aboriginal children and in terms of how they exercise their discretion, they always exercise their prejudice in a prejudicial way when they're making decisions with Aboriginal children. So, for example, when they make a decision about whether they can caution a child or charge them, we find with Indigenous children they'll charge if they have a discretion about whether to put them on bail or just proceed by having paperwork so that they come on summons to court. With Indigenous children, they'll decide to put them on bail. Those bail conditions will often include onerous conditions like excluding them from local shopping centres and include curfews and other conditions like having to present at the front door if the police come to their home. And then the flow-on effects of that are police are regularly going to the homes of these children, often late at night, to see if they're home. They'll oppose bail. If they decide to remand children in custody, they'll come to court and strenuously oppose bail being granted by magistrates. So we find that at every step in the criminal justice system, when these children are being dealt with by police, their decision-making is highly prejudicial and racist at every step along the way.
Konai Legal Service has also told the Yuruk Justice Commission that Aboriginal children are being subjected to state-sanctioned violence. Why has Konai Legal made such a declaration?
So, well, we say that the strip searching is a form of state-sanctioned violence, but we also say other tools at the hands of Victoria Police amount to that state-sanctioned violence. So every time that the police are arresting children with force, every time that all of those things are being used against children, where they're being arrested and detained against their will, that these all amount to forms of violence against these children. I would just like to add that obviously there needs to be systemic changes in the system, but it's really concerning that all these years after the Aboriginal Deaths in Custody Royal Commission that we're faced with a legal system which is still causing so much harm to First Nations people. And so we call on state government to make the changes that are needed to stop these inequalities which are occurring within the criminal justice system.
That was Principal Solicitor at the Coroner Legal Practice, Tessa Tio Harris, ending the story by The Wire's Samuel Clark.